G-Money, Team G-Money, Gerard Melanson, nice enough to join us this morning. G-Money, it's Anthony and Jude here on the Equine Forum. What's happening?
Good, Anthony. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Doing great. How you doing? 30,000 races over 4,600 wins, man. Could you imagine it would be like this when you started out 30-something years ago?
No, not really. Not really. But it's been a really good run.
Happy to do it at a place like Delta that you've called home for so many years?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. It's an hour drive from my home. I'll get to sleep home every night. I wouldn't trade it for nothing. I really wouldn't, Mr. Anthony.
You remember the first one, G? You remember riding your first race?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir, I sure did. It was February 1st, 84. I rode a horse named Dashing Cash, a thoroughbred for the Manual Roban. He had a quarter horse name, which back then all the Dashing Cash horses were quarter horses. But I rode him February 1st and rode him again February 9th. And I won my first race.
So you won your first race on a horse you rode your first race on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's fantastic. Jude, he has like 4,600 more wins than you do.
Yeah, I like two horses way too much to get on them. Horses run the other way when they see you and I, Anthony.
You ain't get. They run for G money though.
Oh yeah, they certainly do. And you know, it's been quite a career. You know, when you're riding at those tracks at you know, little bit smaller tracks and stuff, you get kind of in a groove and you get a following. Does that give you extra confidence when you know you're one of the best riders in the room?
Well, yeah, it does. I'm very lucky to ride for the right people, good people, and keep my business established for so long. I got a really good support group. My wife has just been really my backbone. Without her, believe me, it wouldn't have happened. But we've been together since we're 15 years old and through a lot of ups and downs. You know, the horse business, is just, it'll make you bang your head against the wall. But she keeps me strong and she keeps me positive. And we raised two good sons. So the last one was just got married in October. He's 24. And we starting a new life. It's like we're home alone now with just a few dogs outside. So, it's been really good. We're real fortunate. Both our kids live within a half a mile from us. And we had our first grandson that's 2 years old. And we're really enjoying life today.
That's great. You know, racing takes its toll on a lot of relationships, and it's a real tribute to you and your wife that you've stayed together all this time, and congratulations for that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I've seen some riders that I know 10 times better than me that just go nowhere, and a lot of it is with relationships and drugs and, you know, everything that goes along with it, just like any other business, I guess. But I've seen a lot of riders come and go that really had so much talent, and just, you know, I blame it on not having the wife I got, you know. I mean, she's my everything, man. And we're best friends, and that really means a lot, you know.
That's fantastic.
Make sure we go to church and, you know, she makes sure that we keep things in order. She keeps me in line.
How many grandfathers you think won two on Friday night at Delta Down?
Not many, Anthony.
Gerard, obviously family very important to you. How many family members have you ridden with / against in your career?
Cousins, Shane Laviolette and my wife are first cousins, actually. you know, Shane LaViolette. He rides Remington, Prairie Meadows, Oaklawn. His wife, his dad and my wife's mom are brother and sisters. And close kin, there was a Kevin Melanson that rode. And we're distant kin, and y'all remember Larry? There was two Larry Melansons, actually. The old Larry that rode in Kentucky and did really good, which had a stroke last year. We're distant kin, but none of my family really in the horse business. I was brought up in the city. I was small. None of my family are horse people, and I just got really lucky because I was one of the kids that. I mean, my daddy was the chief of police in my town, had everything I wanted, any motorcycle, go-kart growing up, whatever I wanted. I was the baby of the family. I was small. And, but I stayed on my Shetland pony 90% of the time, you know. I've seen a lot of my things that I thought I wanted just wasn't me. It was the horse, you know. I mean, I had a Shetland pony at a very young age. I'd ride through town, and I mean, I guess I thought I was King Kong because my dad was the chief of police. I thought he was the greatest thing in the world, and that's kind of how I was brought up. But I had a Shetland pony, and I was attached to her. I can make her sit down like a dog, shake hands. I can make her do anything I wanted. So that was in me, to be a horseman.
So you didn't have the traditional Louisiana match races when you're 5 years old and stuff upbringing. You lived a relatively regular life.
Right. Not until the sixth grade, actually, is when I guess I was 12 years old and got introduced to Emmanuel Roman because I kept going bug this man that trains some quarter horses and he'd let me ride, and he'd walk me around, and that was about it. And then I got hooked up with Emmanuel Roman, which lives like 5 miles out of my city limits. But once I got hooked up with him, I found a way to get there, you know. I was there every day after that, and I managed to ride a few match races. Never won one. The man that brought me up was one of the top trainers in Louisiana at the time. And he wouldn't let me go to the bush track. I'd have to sneak off. And the only thing I would ride at the bush track is one that was flipping and nobody else wanted to ride. I'd get on because that's what I wanted to do. You know, I was like, well. But that's pretty much how I started.
I'm glad you told me that because I was starting to get disappointed. I almost talked to a guy with an accent, with that Cajun accent, that didn't ride in them bush tracks. You were starting to disappoint me, G Money. Motorcycles and chief of police. I was like, I love this guy. What is this guy doing to me, man?
Yeah, but at the time I come up, the bush tracks were starting to fail, you know, go away. They had just Acadiana Downs and a couple of other ones. There was a Lindsay Downs, which was a recognized racetrack in Euless, Louisiana at one time. And then they lost the paramutual deal or whatever, I don't know. So they started making match races where they had, you know, 10-horse fields. And I finally talked my trainer into letting me ride one over there when I was 15. And he let me ride one over there. So, but other than that, no, the bush tracks just... The only thing I would do over there is bet on my buddy that was riding. We'd take a moped and go all the way 25 miles from my house every Sunday when I can get away, and when I can get away from working, and we'd go, and I'd go up there with Daryl Constantin, which was a top quarter horse rider, and wow. That's about all the bush tracks I did. Never won a race at the bush track, and boy, I was wanting to win one bad. Boy, I wanted a picture more than anything. That was like the biggest thing in the world of me to get a picture. But it just didn't happen, so.
G, before we let you go, you know, when I was doing my research, I completely forgot about Bonaparte and the Vosburgh. Uh-huh. You're a guy that spent most of your career in Louisiana. What was it like at Belmont Park for you? I mean, I can't imagine you ever rode a track or seen anything that big.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, actually in 91 I went ride a nice Louisiana bred filly in the Prior Estate. And I'll never forget, because I did some riding for Bill Mott back way back in 85 before he really got big, in at Canterbury Downs and Churchill. I rode some for Bill, and he was watching me work. I was going to work in the morning before the race, just an easy 3/8, and I dropped her off at the 5/8 pole, and I'm like, and hold on, this is way too far. So I realized I had to pull up at the quarter pole, because I was at the 5/8 pole, which at all the tracks I've rode at, the 3/8 pole was in the turn. But the 5/8 pole is in the turn over there. And it was just such a big track. But, it was a good experience. I got to ride him at Saratoga, at Aqueduct, and I enjoyed it.
Nice. Well, congratulations on all your success. I don't want to get yelled at, so I got to tell you that your man Harry Rice says hello.
Tell Mr. Harry hello, man. What a good guy.
Will do.
He showed me all around.
Gerard, thanks for some time this morning. Best of luck in 2018. Keep on winning them, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Anthony. Y'all take care.